children and women, the Boys and Girls Club of America, among others. He is truly someone to take note of, and we are very honored to welcome him today to accept this special award.
Thank you, Uma. That was very kind, and I know you've heard a lot. I'll try to be quick and speak from the heart. It was so moving, all these presentations. But I'll just tell you, I'm truly humbled to be here today, and I applaud the UN Women for Peace Association for their work against violence for women. I've spent time learning about your mission and the work of this amazing group. And I congratulate you for continuing to raise awareness of this critical issue, which happens on a global basis. I'm incredibly lucky because I have never felt the risk of my physical safety or my basic human civil rights. This is a luxury that I, and I'm sure many men in this country, take for granted. I know there are hundreds of millions of women, amazingly, hundreds of millions of women and girls who live in fear and as victims of physical and sexual violence without any basic civil and human rights. I have read about women like Reem Al-Numeri, a 12-year-old girl in Yemen who is fighting her forced marriage to her 30-year-old cousin in court, or Saudi Arabia's Mahal Al-Munif and China's Feng Yuan, who have been campaigning for more than a decade for a law against domestic violence in their respective countries. These women are fighting this crisis in parts of the world that are not free or as economically advantaged as the United States. Yet the numbers in this country of women who are victims of physical and sexual assault are staggering to me. Last year, the actions of a few NFL players proved to be the catalyst for the national attention to the topic of domestic violence. But the media coverage and national discussion helped raise awareness to an ongoing and insidious societal crisis. Growing up, my father always told me that there is no bad that happens without good. Clearly, the actions of a few NFL players were horrific. But from these actions came a series of positive steps to help impact a societal change in a way that I believe few other institutions can do. Back in the mid-90s, my wife Myra, of blessed memory, and thank you, Uma, for mentioning her, she was so special. We supported a New England nonprofit organization called the Rose Fund, whose mission was to break the silence and the cycle of domestic violence and transform the lives of domestic violence survivors. The testimonials were chilling, horrifying, and incredibly powerful. The next year, we returned to the dinner with some of our highest profile players. It left an indelible impression on me, and I wanted our players to have the same experience. I don't think the organizer of the Rose Fund understood the influence it had on me. In 1996, we drafted a player from Nebraska who, unbeknownst to me when we drafted him, had some off-field transgressions. He played a position that we desperately needed to upgrade, so our personnel people made a decision to take him. I later learned the extent of his transgressions, the worst of which was an accusation of rape. While he had not been convicted nor punished for the crime, the more I learned, the more I realized that we had made a big mistake. The exposure and education of the Rose Fund dinner convinced me to do something that no other owner in the NFL's 95-year history had ever done. We cut this player before he set place in our building. The point is, we need to continue educating men and encouraging men to take action to stop this global epidemic. Men need to support the actions of the courageous girls like Reem Al-Numeri and women like Maha Al-Munif and Feng Yuan as well as associations like yours. I commit that I will personally take actions in my daily life and the activities of the craft group businesses to do more. And we will ensure that the NFL continues to use its resources to educate and affect change. The UN Women for Peace have joined with so many other courageous women around the world to effect change. It is incumbent upon all men with a sense of social justice to do the same. Thank you very much.